Good evening. Miss, are you settled in? Good. I hope I'm not disturbing you. I brought you some water, and the quill and the parchment that you requested. Do you need anything else? Yeah, it is a bit unusual for a prince to be tending to guests. But, I convinced my mother to allow it on this occasion. She's not an easy one to get past, but I've got my ways. Yeah, if only you knew. But, I am a bit of a black sheep in the family. I like to tend to my business personally. And, well, if you want me to be perfectly honest with you, I find you very charming. I wanted to see you again before turning in for the night. But, of course, you are a guest. You are free to send me on my way, and free to leave if you want. Okay, thank you. Can I assume that you wanted to see me as well? Yes, maybe a little presumptuous, but I had a good feeling. Oh, I don't know. Maybe the way you kept catching my eye at dinner? The way you twirled your hair? The way you laughed at my, quite frankly, awful jokes? Really? You found them funny? Perhaps we'll get on even better than I thought. So, tell me, miss, would... No, I'm afraid I won't be calling you princess until we've confirmed that you are the one. I'm sorry, but I'm sure that you can understand that every claim has to be questioned and verified. I can't just take your word for it. Especially with you turning up this evening unannounced, all alone, and in such a, shall we say, disheveled state. No, don't take it personally, not at all. Just many ladies have claimed nobility in an attempt to become my wife, and all have failed. I'm not that I'm in any rush, but sadly, they have all been liars. How do we test? Well, there are a few ways to test. There are the obvious ones, the way you dress, of course, but we will overlook that on this occasion, considering the terrible storm and the circumstances in which you arrived. There's also your beauty, the way you carry yourself, your social etiquette, shall we say. I will admit, though, thus far you are passing those tests with flying colors. What do I mean? I thought I was speaking plainly. Well... If I must tell you, you are incredibly beautiful. And your company tonight at dinner was delightful. But, be that as it may, the only true way, supposedly, to tell is by your skin. Or rather, your sensitivity. It sounds odd, I know, but that's right. It's well known that ladies with royal ancestry have extraordinarily sensitive skin. Yes, they feel much more intensely, at least anything physical. You must understand, a life of complete luxury makes them incredibly sensitive to any pain or discomfort they may feel. Of course, sensitivity doesn't necessarily mean they're averse to it. It's not to say they're not sensitive to pleasure as well. Interesting, isn't it? You know, my mother, the queen, she claims that the best test is to place a pea under one's mattress. Just a single pea. Really? She says only a lady who's lived a life of royalty would feel such a small object in her bed. So, if you are a real princess, you would be completely unable to sleep with something so hard in it. Truly, they say that you would be tossing and turning all night, and that you would find your poor, sensitive skin bruised in so many places the next day. And only the next morning would the queen be convinced that said person was a genuine princess and allow us to begin courting. If she could touch the bruises herself and see you wince, well, that would basically seal the deal. No, I am serious. In fact, here it is. A simple pea. She ordered this hidden in your bed tonight. And I, being a dutiful son, came here to see it done personally. Such a small thing. However, after many years of searching for a suitable wife, I have discovered there are much more exciting ways to determine the sensitivity of one's skin. Oh yes, much more exciting ways to mark somebody. And certainly much, much more exciting ways to spend a sleepless night. Oh, have I piqued your interest? Well, I can tell a lot from the way you react to, say, the feather of your quill along your neck, or perhaps some of this ice across your chest, or maybe this candle wax dripping on your back, or my belt across your ass, to name but a few. Don't be embarrassed. This is entirely voluntary, so it's up to you. How would you like to prove yourself tonight? I am more than happy to place this pea under your mattress and leave and enjoy a glass of wine. Or, if you would prefer, we can try some of my methods, princess. Very good choice. Did you like that? Good. Then how about if I kiss your neck? Just a taste of what's to come. May I take your dress off? Fair is fair, I suppose. You can take my shirt off. Oh, you are stunning, princess. Come, lay down on the bed. What do you say we start with this feather then? Which should I use? The pointy end or the soft end? Don't worry. Let's just start by stroking you gently. down your neck, along your collarbones, down softly between your breasts, and across your nipples. Oh, you are very sensitive indeed, aren't you? Look at them getting hard already. Oh, let's keep going. Down your stomach. Over your hips. Down your thighs. You are breathing so heavily. Does that feel good? Good. Then let's try something a little more intense, shall we? Let me get some of this ice from your water. It's cold. Now, tell me where you want it. On your chest, maybe? Down your stomach. Lower, lower, lower. Not yet, princess. I think that these nipples can get a little bit harder for me, don't you? Aren't they sensitive? But I'm having so much fun. Is that a little bit too cold? Oh, princess. Don't worry. Here, I can warm them up for you. Does that feel good? Do you like that? Don't hold back. You can moan for me. Oh, God. Nobody will hear you. No. The royal chambers are far away from here. Besides, this place is built like a fortress. It means, princess, that this place is very, very thick walls. You could scream for hours and nobody would hear you. And I intend to make that happen. Are your poor little nipples still cold? Perhaps we should try something a little bit hotter then? I can see that you're nervous. It's okay, though. This right here, this isn't a regular candle. No. I wouldn't want to mar my prize. This is from my personal collection, specifically designed for this sort of deliciously pleasurable pain. It's perfectly safe. I won't hurt you much. So, would you like to see how it feels? Are you curious? Okay. Turn over. Lay down on your front. Oh. Wow, look at that ass. It's perfect. Did you like that, princess? Good, because you are going to need a few more later. Oh yes, we need to ensure that you pass this test with absolute certainty. Now, hold still and relax for me. Just a few drops. Oh, can you feel that? Oh, the way that you move there. I think she likes it. Shall I give you more? How about a little bit lower? That's it. Oh, you are enjoying this, aren't you? Poor princess, so starved for playtime. Just a few more drops, and I know just where to put them. That's it. Oh, wow. I didn't think it was possible, but your ass looks even better now. And you were doing so well. But I think we're going to have to try something a little bit harder, aren't we? After all, you may be sensitive, but I don't think feathers and ice are quite going to cut it. What do you think? Well, it sounded like you enjoyed that little spank earlier. Yeah. You let out a beautiful little whimper. Would my princess like another one? Oh, one won't be enough? What a good princess you are. Now, put your face in the pillow and hold still. One. Two. Oh, good girl. You're a natural. Three. Hold still. Hold still. Four. Five. Oh, look at that ass. Yeah, you like it when I spank you hard, don't you? But if you really are a princess, this is for your own good. Just enough to make sure that you pass the test tomorrow. Oh, a few more? Do you want a few more spanks, princess? If you insist. Six. Hold still, princess. Don't squirm your hips too much or I'm going to start over. Seven. Look at that pretty ass. Eight. Is it a little bit tender? Here, let me kiss it better. I think that'll be enough for now. You've done very, very well so far. Now that I see how well you respond to pain, I think it's time for a little bit of pleasure. So, spread your legs for me. Wider. That's it. That's it. I think my princess is in need of a little attention, aren't you? Yeah, where? Why don't you show me? Push your hips up for me. Right here. Is it all achy right here in between your legs? Oh, baby. Well, if you really are royalty, then no doubt you spent countless nights playing with this sweet, wet little spot in between your legs, wishing for a prince to come and touch you just like this. Oh my god, you should see yourself. It seems that spanking really got my princess all horny and wet. Oh, yeah. Do you like it when I rub it better for you? Oh, judging by those little murmurs and moans that I hear from the pillow, You are really enjoying this. And I bet you would enjoy it if I just squeezed my fingers inside of you. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, you're wet. Did that turn you on? Being bent over and spanked and played with like this? Oh, what a delicious little moan. I think you deserve another finger, huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, good girl. The truth is, from the moment that I first saw you, I knew that I wanted you. And I knew that tonight I was going to bend you over and I was going to milk your little hole until you creamed all over my fingers. What's wrong? Has nobody touched you like this before? Baby, is it gonna make you cream all over my fingers? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's it. Yeah, show me that pretty princess cum all over my fingers. Yeah, that's it. Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Give me your cum. I want to see you cum like a common whore from my fingers. Give it to me. Yeah, look at that pussy. Oh, fuck. Yes, fuck. Oh, look at it squeezing and cumming. Yes. Oh, good little pussy. Come here. Give me a taste. Delicious, just as I expected. Now, roll over. Are you leaking all over my silk sheets? But you are beautiful, aren't you? Now, wake up, undo my pants. With your mouth. Oh, don't worry, you will get better at this. Good. In fact, we are going to make the most of that pretty mouth of yours while you're here. Oh, yeah. Now, stick your tongue out. What's wrong? You weren't expecting this? I said open your mouth and stick it out. Let me just rest my cock head on your wet little tongue. Yes. Oh, and now for your next test. You are going to worship my cock with your mouth. You were going to lick up every single drop. Fuck. Wider. Open up wider. Perfect. Perfect. Pushing it right into your pretty mouth. Keep going. Keep going. Fuck, you follow orders well. Oh, God. In fact, you are... you are exceeding my expectations. Oh, fuck. Yes, you are. Oh, that's it. That's it, princess. Drool down my cock. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, let me just thrust into you a little bit. Oh, yeah, deeper. Oh, my God. I think after you are made mine tomorrow, I'm going to do this to you again. Or maybe at the banquet. Under the table? Yeah. Or should I fuck you instead, huh? Under your pretty dress in that tight little hole? You were sucking the cum right out of my balls, you dirty little slut. Fuck. That's it. Come here, straddle me. Give me your wrists. Hold still. What are we doing? You're gonna find out. Well, a good princess needs to show self-control. So let's see how long you can rub that swollen, sensitive little pussy on my hard cock without coming. Oh yes, I want to see you squirm on it, and I want you to soak it in your juices. What if it slips in? Oh, if it slips in, well then, princess, I'm just gonna pin you down to the bed and fuck you senseless. Now, slide it up and down. Slowly. Grind my cock in between your lips like a good girl. Does that feel warm and hard on your sensitive clit? Pay attention and tell me. Tell me, princess, how sensitive and needy your cunt is right now rubbing against my cock. Say it. I want you a shaking, wet mess coming for me and grinding all over my cock. Fuck. Oh, it feels so good. I can feel the cum filling my cock. Oh, you are such a good girl. Yeah, just hold on a little bit longer. Just a little bit longer. Oh, yeah, fuck you. Is that what you want, huh? My perfect lady? Angle your hips and... Oh, slide down that cock. Oh, all the way. Oh, deeper. Deeper. Oh, 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 roll over. Fuck. Yes, you are clenching so hard. Yeah, I'm gonna stretch you out. Hold on tight. Is this what you wanted, to feel me pinning you down into the sheets and fucking you? Yeah? Yeah, look at your cream on my cock while I fuck you. Oh, good girl. Yeah, spread your legs and squeeze me. Grip that cock while I fuck you. So good. Fuck, I could feel your cunt squeezing the cum right out of me. And I can't. No. Oh, fuck. No, we can't yet. I need to pull out. Oh my god, I'm coming, baby. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Well, that was close, wasn't it? I underestimated you. You are too good. Look, I sprayed it all over your stomach. and here too, on your clit. Still sensitive. You know, you looked beautiful before, but you look absolutely irresistible now. It's okay, take a break. Catch your breath. You passed with flying colors. Here, let me wipe you down. Don't worry, the water is quite cool now. We did make a mess. It's okay. And the servants will bring you new bedding. There, all clean. Well, princess, it is time for me to go back to my quarters. As much as I'd like to, I can't. Not tonight. How about you meet me in the garden tomorrow morning? It'll be okay. Just show my ring to the guards. Can you do that? Well, there are some flowers there that I think you would like. You know, it's not all chains and whips here. Just sometimes. I just had to know. Now, I'll see you just after dawn, okay?